Welcome to this guided meditation with Father Mark, your guide for a more intimate and transformative connection with Christ. Please pause, play, and adapt this aid to facilitate your own personal conversation with the Lord.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus, I come into your presence now for this time of meditation. Happy once again to connect with the love of my life, the source of my existence, the ultimate meaning of who I am, this most intimate of friends. You're everything for me, Jesus, and to spend time with you and to meditate on your word and to bring before you my heart and my concerns and listen to you is most important part of my day. So thank you for being present. I believe you're here. I believe you want to speak to me. I hope in you. I hope that even as I face the challenges of my daily life and am tempted maybe to lose confidence or trust in your providence, I renew that hope in you. I hope that you're powerful and good and loving and kind. I trust that. I know that. And I renew that trust, that hope, and that confidence in you. I love you. I love you for your fidelity, your goodness, for creating me, for redeeming me, for giving me so many good gifts, for always being present in these times of prayer to speak to me, to enlighten me. Thank you for the way you work through me, the souls that I serve. I'm grateful, Lord. I'm grateful for this time, grateful for your graces, grateful for the great opportunities you give me to find meaning and purpose and connection with souls. You're just too good to me, Lord, and I love you for that. Thank you for that. I humble myself in your presence here as we get started. Lord, I have no right to your attention, cannot kind of leverage or insist or I deserve. No, I'm just here. I'm your creature. The only leverage I have is your love for me. You've told me I'm important to you. You've shown me by creating me and blessing me. And so I lean on that, Lord. Be faithful to yourself by loving me and giving me your attention, your heart, your mind in this time of prayer. I want to imagine myself, Lord, in this scene, sitting with the apostles as you're teaching them, as you're preparing them for the mission you're about to send them on. I want to sit with them and listen and be taught and understand. I want to imagine myself maybe in a classroom or sitting under a tree in Palestine there in the Holy Land where you're speaking and teaching there in Judea, maybe next to the Sea of Galilee. Imagining myself as you teach or sit, look at me, elucidate on what's coming and what I should expect and how I should behave. Matthew 10, 16, 23. Jesus said to his apostles, "Behold, I'm sending you like sheep in the midst of wolves. So be shrewd as serpents and simple as doves. But beware of men, for they will hand you over to courts and scourge you in their synagogues, and you'll be led before governors and kings for my sake as a witness before them and the pagans. When they hand you over, do not worry about how you're to speak or what you're to say. You will be given at that moment what you are to say. For it will not be you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will hand over brother to death and the father's child. Children will rise up against parents and have them put to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but whoever endures to the end will be saved. When they persecute you in one town, flee to another. Amen, I say to you, you will not finish the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes." Imagine these instructions. I imagine also kind of the fear that it would place in the hearts of the apostles, and even a bit the fear it places in me when you say, hey, following me is going to mean persecution, misunderstanding, being tried and judged and scourged, and then fleeing from town to town until eventually God comes again. Like, it's not a great plan of success where we go and eventually they come around and then it all settles down and there's peace and buy-in and then growth and excitement. It's, you're highlighting, hey, it's going to be a hard road to hoe, and yeah, there'll be persecution. So I imagine the fear that's inside of the hearts of the apostles there, Jesus. But I admire how you don't color, sugarcoat, I should say, your message. You're honest. Hey, following me, this is what it means. Makes me think of any two people who love one another, who really want the other to respond in love, but know that, hey, if this is going to last, if this is gonna, this relationship and love for one another is going to persevere, I need to be honest about the downsides of a relationship with me. Like my defects, the challenges, the way I'm not easy to love. And you run a risk there where the other person could say, wow, I know. You know what? Maybe it's not worth it. Maybe I don't love you enough to endure those challenges. And Jesus himself exposes himself to even rejection by his apostles. Reminds me of John 6 after sharing about the Eucharist. He says, will you leave too? Like he opened the door. Hey, are you going to leave like the others? And Jesus, and Peter answered, no, you have the words of eternal life. Who are we going to go to? You're worth it. We love you. We've seen who you are. We know. And yes, even if it means challenge and cross and skirt, we're here. There's nowhere else to go. And I want to reaffirm that, Lord, even following you has meant cross and challenge in my life. But I want to reaffirm, to whom will I go? You have the words of eternal life. It's been worth it. There's nothing but upside with you. And even the crosses and the purification, the challenges of the kingdom, establishing the kingdom of transforming the world for you, is a beautiful challenge, the right challenge. It's a good challenge because the truth that I'm sharing and is the truth, is its own reward. The harmony it produces in my heart and the hearts of others when accepted, when embraced, there's no substitute. And I love, Jesus, how you say, hey, and then don't worry about how you're going to handle these challenging circumstances. The Father will be there. The Father will speak through you. And even as difficult as it might be when there's divisions in families, when others are slow adopters of this gospel, they don't see what you see, they haven't experienced yet what you experienced, and they don't understand what you've come to understand. I won't say this in a prideful way that when you're smarter and get it and they don't, but just in the process of conversion, of coming to the light, of accepting Jesus, of seeing already the kingdom that's coming and living in hope, the now, some people are slower than others to get that. Some people are slower than others to recognize the bankruptcy of their current belief system and the harm it's leading them to. Or they're getting there through another route. Whatever it is, there will be some separation of sheep from goats. There's going to be some division, parents and children. There's going to be some hate because of the insecurities and the decisions you make and the separations it means. If you endure to the end, you're going to be saved. If you don't let the challenge of this process knock you off, distract you, maybe convince you that it's not worth it. If you persevere in love, hold on to that transformation, keep working, keep growing, you're going to be saved. It's going to save you. If you stay faithful to this love and not betray it, you will be saved. There's a perseverance in love that's needed for the believer. And Lord, I want to claim that perseverance now. I want to be faithful in time to you. I want to be okay with the crosses following you implies. I want to be okay with the pain of the purification required, my transformation and rebirth, that in this dying with Christ, being stripped away and pruned, this process, I embrace it, I accept it, and I want to persevere through it. Give me your grace to be faithful through the process, to trust that I'm right where I need to be, to not run from it, to not return to the onions of Egypt, to not, like the rich man, go away sad because I have so many possessions and things that I'm holding on to, but to be like Peter. You have the words of eternal life. We've seen, we've come to know, we believe. We're not going anywhere. Give me that grace of perseverance today, Lord. Now let's take some time to continue dialoguing with the Lord, but also forming a resolution for the day, a way we can let these truths take form and shape and order our lives and thoughts, words, and actions today. It's one thing we can do to advance these truths in our lives. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.
This has been a guided meditation with Father Mark Haidu of the Legionaries of Christ. If this has helped you, please consider sharing it with a friend, along with the other meditations, homilies, and talks found on the Legionaries of Christ podcast, located on all major platforms, or go to rcnytristate.org for links.